Adam Hellman is here. He is the CEO of the Guest House. Is it the Guest House Foundation or the Guest House? We'll find out. And Art Sims, Community Outreach Manager, is here as well. Hey, guys. Welcome to WGN again.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having us back.
Well, you know, I was so impressed with what you guys do. This was some time ago, and I was filling in during the week, and I said, I've got to have you guys on Sunday afternoon. So first, Adam, explain what the Guest House is.
Okay, so the Guest House is a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission is to make it possible for people to receive life-saving treatment when they need to stay near the hospital in Chicago. So we're the only organization in Chicago or in the area that's open to patients of all ages, children, adults, any diagnosis, any kind of treatment.
So these days, the hospital Art Chat Daddy Sims is here, and boy, I want to talk about you in a moment. But the hospitals today, it's just a reality. They kind of throw you out. And sometimes a bit too early, sometimes appropriately. So they're also so busy, they have no rooms. They need to do this. So then where do people go?
Well, they would come.
Hold on a second. Say that again.
Well, they would come to us at Guest House. First of all, I want to thank you so much and the WGN listening audience for just being here for us today. We are temporary medical lodging. Whether it's the patient and or the family members, we are able to let you stay near your loved one if they're in the hospital, if the person may have issues where they may not be able to climb stairs in their home. The home situation just may not be conducive for recovery. We allow people to stay at Guest House with us for that reason.
Or, as I said, Adam, for someone who goes into the hospital for whatever the treatment is, needs continuing treatment, can't go home because there is nobody there to help that person at home.
Right. Well, it's like that. It's really, so imagine that.
Well, you're not a nursing home, and
we're
I'm not
suggesting
that. We're
not a nursing home, so we provide lodging only, but a really good example, for instance, would be, let's say somebody needed an organ transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a heart transplant, and our partners at University of Chicago do that, or a lung transplant, our partners at Northwestern do that, and we help their patients, they have to be near the hospital for a year. So they get the surgery, they get the organ transplant, and then they have to be close to the hospital for a year to make sure they have follow-up appointments, they have follow-up therapy, things like that, to make sure that the transplant is successful. And if you don't live in Chicago or near the hospital, it's a hard thing to stay in a hotel for a year, hard thing to afford. Socially, it's a hard thing. Emotionally, it's a hard thing. So that's kind of a prime example of the kind of support we provide.
And I remember you telling me that you provide social resources just in that you're surrounded by people.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful community room where we serve meals at least once, if not twice a week. Our guests are provided with breakfast bags that provide their morning nourishment so that they have things in the morning. We have puzzles, games, bingo, which is one of the all-time favorite at Guest House. We just try to be family for our guests because, again, you're coming to a big city or you may even be from the south side of the city and may not know how to navigate the medical district downtown. We're there to help navigate you through this process that you're going through.
How did you get involved with Guest House? And before you answer that question, we need, if people don't know who Art Chat Daddy Sims is, I have a celebrity and a fellow radio personality in this of how many years?
It's been 30 years now.
Yeah.
A little black boy from the south side of Chicago who made a name for himself.
As heck did. Such a name that you were just honored by someone by the name of President Joe Biden?
Yes, the 46th president of the United States of America, the one and only Mr. Joe Biden. I received a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award finally last night. It was issued to me at the end of last year, but last night,
the
mail was very slow. Yeah, I don't know who to blame for that, but the mail was very slow. But I received the honor last night, and it was just the high point of my career, you know, to receive that.
Well, of course, and you received it for a long list of things, the volunteer work that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a benefit in Chicago, you're there.
Oh, and that's my goal. It's to connect people with each other. I consider myself to be a muse or a conduit, and I like to bring people together for the right reasons. You asked me, how did I end up at Guest House?
Mm-hmm.
I had heard about Guest House through a dear friend of mine who's no longer here. He was going through a transplant issue. He mm-hmm. was staying at Guest House, and he just talked so wonderfully about how this place was taking care of him and how nice the people were and that he had his own accommodations there. And, you know, years later, I end up being presented the opportunity to join this amazing staff, a small but mighty staff. And my goal is to now let the world know about the amazing work that is being done at Guest House.
What is most amazing to you as you joined this organization?
Meeting just everyday regular people, them not having any idea of who I am, what I've done in the past. When you have to learn to pivot in life, your pivot is about a much greater calling. And I've always been about people, but I now want to serve people who would not know me from a can of paint, and let me see what I can do to make your experience be great. And so that's why I'm at the Guest House, and that's why I do what I do there.
Fuchsia number two. Is that the paint color? I don't
know. Yes, 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 it is. Yes.
We're talking about Guest House Chicago, and there's a big event coming up. We'll talk about what that is. We'll answer some of your questions at 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text if you have them, and I do have some. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It is 1:47, just about 1:47, because we did have this clock change, this time change. And boy, oh boy, I'm so honored to have these guys in the studio for the good work they do. Adam Hellman is the CEO. Art Sims is the community outreach manager at Guest House Chicago. I'm curious as to, you're a nonprofit. And give me the one-sentence elevator speech of what you do for those who just joined us, and then tell me, if you can, Adam, who your partners are.
Sure. So we provide temporary lodging during treatment for medical patients and their families when they need to stay near the hospital in Chicago. So that's the pitch, is people need to stay either a day or a long time near the hospital.
Can they stay weeks at a time?
They can stay weeks at a time. Really.
How much does this cost, and what if you don't have a lot of dollars in your
pocket?
So
the maximum is $72 a night, but we work with everybody based on what
now,
they can afford.
Hang on a second. So you'll take no more than $72 a night?
No more than $72. That's the top.
I'm thinking there aren't too many hotels that ever charge anything like that anymore. Maybe 35 years ago, but today, $72, you can't even go into the bathroom of a hotel, right?
Right. Certainly not where we're located, Polk and Damon, right sort of in the middle of the near west side, right by our hospital partners. So our hospital partners are Stroger Hospital of Cook County, Rush University Medical Center, UI Health or University of Illinois, and then also UChicago in Hyde Park, where mm-hmm. I grew up,
mm-hmm.
and Northwestern Memorial Hospital. And then we also have partnerships with American Cancer Society and the Gift of Hope Organ and Tissue Donor Network.
Now, what if someone can't afford even that $72 because it is for a longer stay?
Right. So we work with people with what they can pay. So we try not to say free because people like to feel like there's a little bit of a value for something. But we really, you know, we'll go down as low as somebody needs to be sure that they have a place to stay. We don't want...
You'll subsidize people? That's a good word, actually, to use
it is.
Right.
For this
right.
purpose.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you, Art, mm-hmm. about a primary client.
Mm-hmm.
The client would be the right word, which would be veterans.
Absolutely.
And I can argue that for a whole lot of reasons, you may be more needed today than before.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful program through Road Home, which is a program through Rush Hospital. The veterans come in for a two-week period for post-traumatic stress and sexual traumatic stress. And they go through a very intensive therapeutic program during that two-week time. And I actually am the person who welcomes and greets them at guest house on Monday evenings for their orientation, to kind of let them know how guest house all works, who our clientele would be, the fact that I'm honored that they're there, and if there's anything that we can do. And then I also teach them about Chicago. We just had a James Beard award-winning restaurant on the South Side, Lim's Barbecue. So I talk to them about things that they may have seen on the news. I try to lessen some of their fears about Chicago. A lot of them tease and joke about certain areas, and I'm like, you don't need to go there. Why would you be going there? And they say, okay, Mr. Chicago. So that's how we do that. And it's all about hospitality, to mm-hmm. welcome them not only to our city, but to our guest house, and for them to know what we do.
It is called Guest House. It's like a hotel, I think, in some ways, Adam. How many rooms do you have?
So we have 53 fully furnished apartments. They're mostly one bedroom. We have some two bedroom, and we have a couple of three bedroom units now as well. So every unit has bedrooms or bedroom, a separate kind of living room, dining room, and then a kitchen fully equipped, private bath, and then people get free Wi-Fi and free streaming entertainment.
Okay, so a couple of questions that are here at 312-981-7200. One you really did address. So here's the question. I'm going into the hospital. I will need support in that I simply need somewhere near the hospital to stay. I will be at Northwestern Hospital, which isn't too far from you. So do you help – the question is – do you help supply the transportation? So if someone needed to go to Northwestern – isn't far, but it's not across the street.
Right. We do not supply transportation right now. That's a program we'd like to develop for some of our more further placed hospitals. For people receiving treatment at Northwestern or their family members, we do have free parking by our facility.
Well, that's more valuable than anything in this city.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good thing. If they don't have a car, you'll help them with getting an Uber or Lyft or whatever it might be. Do you subsidize in any other way? I'm not sure what that question means. Do you have any idea? So you don't subsidize or pay for medical care. Maybe this is what they're talking about, because you said social work and social workers come in. If people need that, how does that work?
So first of all, for a person to be a guest at guest house, you must be referred by a social worker or someone on the medical team. You just cannot call us and just say, hey, I want to book a room. It has to be where we have paperwork. We know what the situation, how long you'll be there with us. And so that's all reviewed by the guest service team. They work along with the social worker. And once we have a availability, they'll be placed there, because it could be a possibility that they may be on a wait list, and we do our very best to try to accommodate as many people as possible, but there is a realization that there could be a wait list, and or you may not qualify to stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Are they private rooms?
Yes, they are. They're private units, so it's your own unit. We are basically your landlord, or the governor of the house, as they would say, and so it's your unit, yes.
All right. So if I am going to guest house and I need assistance in some way, at what point do you provide any of that? I'm talking about either medical assistance or assistance in mobility, anything of that nature. Or that's just not really what you do.
It's not so much what we do. The building is accessible. We share space with the University of Illinois. They're our landlord. And so our space is rented within the building. So the building is built to accommodate people to be able to get in and out and be accessible. But we do, that's why we like to be able to provide lodging for caregivers as well, so that they can help people if they need physical assistance.
So if someone were to come in with a caregiver, that's just fine, and that would be the way in which that person can get help. Now, you are funded how?
So we're funded by our hospital partners, the people who send patients to us. That's a big part of our funding. Another piece of it is that we talked about that $72 a night or less. We get a little bit of funding from that. That's like 8% of our budget every year. And then a big part of our budget is traditional fundraising. So grants, individual giving, and fundraising events.
And you have one of those coming up.
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
Monday, April 28th at Carnival, which is one of our favorite places to go over in the trendy West Loop area.
That's a fun place.
Oh, it is. It really is. And so we want everybody to come out, hang out with us. Let's think about gourmet Latin cuisine, cocktails, dancers, magic, a raffle. Our good friends at Uncle Nearest is doing lovely crafted cocktails for the evening. Ooh. We have some celebrities that will be joining us. Yes, we do. Mr. Tim Kazurinsky, as you guys all remember him from Saturday Night Live,
yes.
Police Academy.
Second City, right?
All
here
of that.
In
Are you kidding me? One of the most amazing people ever.
Amazing.
He and his wife have a great time. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. And then actress Marianne Alder will be joining us from The Edge of Night. She also played on the show with Della Reese and Red Fox.
Hold it. Della Reese and Red Fox?
I know.
And she's still around.
Yeah, she is.
She was
Marianne
six
Alder.
At the time.
Absolutely. And she danced her way through the entire event last year, and we are looking forward
she
to
did.
Her. Yes. Oh, we listen, this is the best
so
fun you'll ever have on a Monday night.
So if I were to pay you $20 to raise the money, mm-hmm. I could dance with her.
Oh, absolutely.
All
Whatever
right.
we need to do to help guest house, that's how it works, okay?
And how does it work? How do people get tickets for this?
So you go to www.guesthousechicago.org. You can find more information on our website. We're on all the social media platforms. And if you'd like me and just want to reach out and touch somebody, 312-996.
You're not giving your home number.
No, this is not my home. I will if I need to.
No.
This is all about raising money for guest house. This
Don't
is our office number, 312-996-1167. Give us a call. We're here to help, love, and support. But we want to see Chicago come out April 28th. See, I'm thinking ahead. 2025 at Carnival.
All right. And give the website one more time.
Guesthousechicago.org.
And how much is the benefit?
I think two VIP tickets are $600 and general admission for two is $300. We can break that in half. We take Cougarans, gold, bouillons. we take it all, people, because we want you to come out and have an amazing time with us. And as I said, the best time you'll ever have on a Monday night, and you'll be home in time enough for bed, 6 to 9:30 p.m.
You know, I asked several questions and Adam said, well, we'd like to. That would be a good thing. The problem is always money, right?
Right.
So this way you are able to do more to serve more people. And by the way, speaking of which, I have some numbers here. I believe these are from last year. 12,206 nights of service, nearly 1,000 families, and 98% of guests received some form of financial assistance. So
mm-hmm.
those are people who right. needed the help. Those numbers about right?
Those numbers are about right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the incredible work you do at Guest House Chicago. This guy's like an ambassador for Chicago
he
altogether.
Is. We're lucky to have Art on our team.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I'm honored to work with great people who are here for a mission and for a cause, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, but there's a reason why President Biden honored you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I
appreciate that. I mean, a lot of hard work.
I don't think he knows who I am.
He does.
No, he
Are you kidding me?
Either, no, right. I'm not kidding you.
He and I were just talking about you. We were just, I'm kidding you not. He knows your cat Groucho and everything.
I did not know that.
See, yes.
I thought he was more a dog lover. Who knew?
Don't worry. Don't worry. He did. He knows. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You and I ought to talk politics sometime like we just did.
We can. We can do that.
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, right.
He is Mr. Chicago, and this is a great organization. Guys, thank you for dropping in once again.
Thank you, Steve.
We really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.